Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the CC Radio podcast.
The world of video games has been changing and evolving for decades now, and we are lucky enough to have experienced arguably the coolest developments in gaming over the past few years. But there is just something about those games played in our early years that has a hold on our little hearts. I'm Amy Patterson.
And I'm Rachel Webb, and we're fangirling over our favourite childhood video games.
Video games. Video games killed the radio star? Is that how the song goes?
Sure, yep. We'll go with that.
I am, public service announcement, not a video game player now. I don't really do anything now. Well, I do stuff, just not video game stuff now.
Yeah.
My husband is an avid video game fan now.
Lovely.
Has been his whole life. So he had a little bit, I was like, do you remember this game? And he was like, oh, yeah, that was fucking sweet. That's how my husband talks, you know, apparently.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I don't really play them anymore, but the old school ones, oof. They get me right in the feels.
The new ones, you know, once Xbox 360 and you know, PS3 and all of that started coming out and the graphics were really good and the way that the characters moved was more realistic, the more I dropped out of it because it was just too complex for me. I'm very much a fan of those, you know, easy platform games where you just, you know, you go that way or you go that way and there's not, it's not so three-dimensional because it actually kills my brain.
Yeah. Do you know what I really struggle with? So I've had a go at playing, you know, newer games, I guess if we want to call it, more modern games.
Yeah.
For example, you know, the shooting games.
Call of Duty.
Right?
Yeah.
I cannot, for the life of me, do the two joysticks thing.
No, me too. That's what I mean. Like,
I can't.
Because why are you turning your head separately
to your body?
Because when you move as a human being, if you're going that way, you're looking that way.
And I just can't.
And people are like, it's called strafing. Yep, who fucking strafes?
I didn't even know there was a word for it. So there you go. I've learned something.
Yeah,
new.
When you're like looking straight but you're moving to the left or the right, it's called, it's like, you know, that crab walking type thing. It's called strafing.
You know what it is? It's stupid what it is.
It's dumb. And if I'm moving the joystick hard to the left, I want to be running. I don't want to have to press an extra button to run.
Or, you know, and ducking. Like, and just, you know.
Just down.
Know. Yeah, anyway.
So, look. I play Call of Duty.
Right.
I play Black Ops. I quite enjoy it. I find it cathartic to shoot things.
Yes.
I cannot play it in a real world sense.
So, just by yourself is what you mean.
Well, yeah, like Jake, my husband, he'll grab a controller, I'll grab a controller. It's always Nuketown.
And I know what that is.
Right? So it's always Nuketown and the bots are always on like easy or normal or something
super
like.
Super easy.
Yeah, right. So, and I basically just walk around. I die about 1,000 times, but I get a fair few kills in there too. Like when I get kill streaks, I get super enthusiastic about it. And so I do love that. I find it really, really fun, but I can't play them on a serious level
because
it frustrates me too much.
Reese has once for me, we were playing something very similar. I cannot for the life of me remember what game it was, but it was, I think actually it was Zombies.
Like
Zombies, whatever game that is. I don't know.
Yeah, the Call of Duty, the zombie one.
Though. Yeah, like that little stage where you can play it by yourself.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was really struggling with strafing.
Yeah.
Apparently now that I've learned that it's called that. I couldn't do it. So I said, you need to just put me in the kitchen. Oh, that sounds funny. Oh, dear. Maybe not. Public service announcement number two. That is not okay. But I said, just make me sit down here. It's happened to me in the kitchen. And I'll just shoot things as they come up the stairs. And that is all I did.
But how fun is that?
That was great.
Yeah.
Guts went everywhere.
I just want the enemies to come at me.
Yes.
And I will kill them.
Yes. Yeah. But I guess the games that I played when I was younger, very different.
Mm.
And they were much more fun.
Yes.
So I guess I've got a list, you've got a list. Shall we just go one at a time?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I've spoken about this. I'll go first. I'm just.
Yeah, no, go ahead. No, please.
I've spoken about this game before and how my sisters and I used to like scream with fury about playing this because it was so incredibly frustrating but very fun.
Right.
Was the Harry Potter.
Oh, right. Yes.
Game.
Yeah.
Okay. So there are stages in that game where I remember playing them over and over until I beat them. It would have been 50 times. Like, that's not even an exaggeration.
Right.
Like, trying to catch the snitch is one that comes to my brain.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever played it?
Yes. I have, yeah.
And getting through all the hoops and mm-hmm. the friggin' Gringotts cart.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why I tortured myself, but I loved that game. And I played it all the time.
And sneaking through the library and Filch is trying to get you. Oh, my God. The anxiety.
Yeah, and that's what it was. Like, your heart is racing. And I understand why people enjoy it. Like, there's all this, you know, not bad juju as such, but there's like judgment maybe about people who play video games and all that kind of stuff. And I get it. Like, it's fun. You talk to your friends.
Hell
it's
yeah.
It's exhilarating. You yell at things. You yell at people.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a.
It's catharsis.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So there you go. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone was probably on the top of my list.
Yeah.
Just lots of childhood feels there.
Yeah. Okay, well, I am, you know, I was going to say I'm significantly older than you. I'm not significantly older than you, but there's enough of a gap there that
we'll have very different lists.
We will have different lists. So the first thing that came to my mind was this game called Contra.
Right.
Right. And this was like on a system that you had the old school cartridges that you blow in and they've got about 1,000 games on them because the graphics are so poor that they don't take up a lot of space.
Yep.
Yeah. So my grandparents had one and I don't even know, I don't even think it was an SNES. Like it was some sort of a Nintendo-ish type thing, but not.
Mm-hmm.
Not an Atari, not a Sega, like before that.
Imagine if they still had that.
I think they do.
I wonder what it would be worth.
I don't care because I just hope that it gets left to me because I want to play the games. But no, they – and so from a very, very tender age I was playing these games, you know, like Ice Climber and Duck Hunt and that old school Donkey Kong when he's throwing this thing and Tetris was on there.
Tetris.
Yeah, Super Mario Brothers was on there. You know, with the classic down the thing.
The soundtracks were the best. Soundtracks, I say.
Yeah.
What they called soundtracks?
Amazing. So there was one on there called Contra.
Right. And what did it entail?
Just like you've basically got a machine gun and you're just running and you're shooting aliens and then you get to the boss alien, then you get to the next level and you shoot more aliens. But it was so much fun because you're just running and jumping and shooting and you're only going in one direction.
Great.
So you start on the left, you're moving to the right-hand side of the screen. Sometimes you've got to jump. A lot of the times you've got to shoot. Sometimes you roll.
Oh.
But it was easy. It was easy and it was fun. And me, like, I'm talking a bunch of girls. I've got a lot of female cousins and we're all kind of around the same age. So we're talking like 5, 6, 7-year-old girls sitting down playing and these big buff guys and they've got these bands on their heads.
Like
and,
commando
and
style.
Style, yeah, and the tank top and big machine guns and we're like, yeah, get it. It was great.
Oh, I can just imagine.
Contra.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
That sounds really fun.
It was really fun.
I'm going to have to look into that. Because Reese and I have unopened, might I add, which infuriates me, but I can understand where he's coming from. You know how they've been releasing all of the newer, like SNES?
Yep.
What else have we got? There's like a box of shit just there. And he's like, no, we're not playing them. Like all I've wanted to do, and this one actually isn't on my list, but did you ever play Mega Man?
Oh, my God, yes.
Fucking loved Mega Man.
Yeah.
So I'd forgotten all about it until you mentioned it just then. It is on one of these and I am dying to – like I'll play it once and then I'll be like, sweet, nostalgia relived.
Yeah.
But I just want to play it.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, Amy, it's not worth it for you to play one game. I'm like, well, you know what?
You know what? I think it is.
Anyway.
We're always calling Reese out.
I know.
On this show. Bless him.
We went on a flight somewhere. I can't even remember what we were doing. The last time we got on a plane and he was just like, I might listen to some podcasts. So he listened to Great Mates. Was listening. And then he's like, oh, I'll listen to an episode of Fangirling. I'm like, oh, God, don't put yourself out. But okay, if you want to. And he was just like, hey, I remember him lifting his earphones off and being like, why you talk about me so much? I'm like, oh, look, you're a big part of my life, Reese. That's what happens.
You know, my husband, you know, my husband's reaction to fangirling is, why are you so weird?
I just took a big drink of coffee as soon as you said that. That could have been bad.
Why are you so weird?
Weird and kooky. Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you fucking married me.
Yeah, you
right?
knew what you were getting to me.
Yeah, you knew I was weird.
Exactly. All right. Well, next one on my list was Crash Bandicoot.
But oh, my God. It's on my list too. I love Crash Bandicoot.
Me too. In particular, Crash Bandicoot. Panditoot.
Panditoot? Panditoot.
Oh, my God. I need more coffee.
Panditoot.
Crash Panditoot 2. Two. Cortex Strikes Back.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I even have gone down to my favorite level that I used to play. Oh. Right? Because I used to play it all the time.
Okay.
It was the Tiger Temple level where you got to ride the tiger.
You're riding the tiger right? on the Great Wall.
Yes. That
oh
was
my
the
God.
Fucking best.
And you could ride as Crash or Coco.
Yes. And I always used to ride as Coco. Because fuck you, Crash.
Yeah. I love that. You know, they released all of the Crash Bandicoots on PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
PlayStation 4? Is that what we're up to?
Yes.
PS4.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at all my consoles over there and I'm like, what do we have?
You do have quite a few.
I have all of them.
Mm.
Yeah, I've got PS4, I've got Xbox One. I called it a 360 the other day and my husband was so ashamed. He was like, sweetheart, no. How old are you?
How very dare you?
Yeah, how old are you? We don't have a 360.
I wouldn't even know.
And we have the Switch now.
Yeah, how is it? Off topic, but how is the Switch?
I fucking love it. Mm. I don't tell my kids how much I love it because they want to play it all the time. And I'm like, no, you can't play it all the time. But secretly, I want to play it all the time.
I've been contemplating getting one.
Get one.
Okay. I think I might.
It's so full of like those nostalgic, those we've got Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm, that's
on
my list.
Super Smash.
Yep.
Yeah. We've got, we got Super Mario Odyssey. That's more for them.
Ooh.
But the really, really old school Lion King and Aladdin games.
Get out.
It's on there.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. You've sold me.
Yep. So I bought both of them for like $50.
Wow.
Yeah. Not each. Total.
Do you remember when, like, buying a video game, you'd save all of your money for, like, two birthdays or some bullshit?
Yeah.
Anyway.
They're still that expensive too.
We just have more adult money now.
So Crash Bandicoot. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, that was on my list too.
All right. What else have you got?
Yoshi's Story.
Yoshi! Oh, my God.
Oh, whenever I had a sick day, I would make my mum take me to Video Easy.
Oh, Video Easy. Holy fuck.
That's right. Movie guarantee. Get it first time or get it free.
I used to work at Video Easy.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you look like a Video Easy girl as well.
And it was like those boring fucking nights when it was 9 o'clock and no one's coming to hire a movie after 8 o'clock because they've already gone to bed, right?
Or they're watching the movie.
So like that last hour of work, I would just remember because I used to play the previews for new movies on the TVs. Just the fucking theme tunes all day. Anyway.
That's how I feel at my work now.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. Right now it's Bjork. It's Bjork. Oh So Quiet because it's for the Birds of Prey movie. Anyway.
Anyway, we digress.
So Yoshi's Story. Whenever I was sick, mum, take me Video Easy, I'd hire Yoshi's Story and just play the shit out of it.
Yeah.
I can't get over the songs in video games. I love them too much.
They stick with you. Obviously, they stick with you for a long time.
Yeah, because you hear it over and over and over and over for hours on end.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, my God. What else have I got on my list here? Oh, let's go a bit left field.
Okay.
I am going to go with old school Guitar Hero. Not new. Ooh. Not this new bullshit where there's two rows of buttons.
There's two rows of buttons
now?
Yeah,
look.
Look, I'm not here for
it. It's terrible. It makes me infuriated. You can't even buy the old one anymore. Like, you can't play it. So we have the guitars and stuff, but you can't – because they had that online interface.
Oh, rude.
Can't even play it. I'm sure there's a hack that someone has made, but I'm not that smart. Anyway, old school Guitar Hero with, like, the old school tracks. Oh.
Yeah.
I used to just shred it up like I could play a real guitar, which I can't.
No. Well, no. I can play guitar. I was not good at Guitar Hero. I enjoyed it.
Mm.
I really loved when they had Rock Band.
Yes.
You could play the drums. You could be on the vocals. I smashed the vocals.
Of course you did.
Every time. They were like, I remember I was with my ex. Sorry, Jake, but I'm going to talk about my previous fiancé for a minute. Mm. I went to New York when I was 21 and it was one of the only places you could get, like the US was one of the only places you could get Rock Band at the time. It was not released in Australia yet.
Yep.
So I bought it for him as a gift for when I went back to Australia and we smash it. So we would have friends over and it was always, you know, okay, Rachel's on vocals.
There is no discussion about this.
Yeah, and Rachel's on vocals.
Great.
Yeah.
And you were primed and ready with the mic in your hand.
Yeah.
You were born with a mic in your hand.
I think I was.
Yes. So, yeah, I'm the opposite. I was great at Guitar Hero. I tried to learn the guitar.
Yeah.
Did not go.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The guitar. I can play like shit chords, but not a song. I cannot strum a song together, which infuriates me because I like master all of the musical instruments.
Yeah.
Can't do guitar.
Oh, sad one.
Anyway, so then I made it my mission in life to be really good at Guitar Hero.
Yeah, because if you can't be good at guitar, at least you can be good at fake guitar.
Exactly.
Or what is essentially air guitar.
Yeah. Just pushing buttons that have no standing whatsoever to a real guitar.
Yeah.
That was how I made it up in my mind. Anyway, to this day, I am the undefeated champion in my home against my sisters and my husband.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So if you ever want to battle me in old school Guitar Hero, new school, I am terrible. Like, honestly.
I didn't even know that they had a whole new set of buttons.
Well,
and
you
I'm
remember,
just not. I'm not doing
it used to be the four buttons, right?
Yeah.
Red, green, blue, and whatever the fucking other
yellow.
Colors. Yep. Now they're black and white. All buttons are black and white. Even the colors on the screen, black and white.
Why?
And there's two levels. So there's eight buttons.
Oh, so what, you can go up.
Yeah, well, like.
Up the neck of the guitar.
No, they're side by side on top of each other.
Why,
yeah, look, it's ridiculous. Oh. And Guitar Hero, you
well,
need
so you
to
actually have to play actual chords now.
Yes. Look, they've made it more realistic, but that's not the point of Guitar Hero.
No, it's not. See, this is what I was saying before with the strafing and the moving the
exactly.
neck and the 3D-ness. No.
No. Anyway.
That's not what gaming is.
So.
Other people would argue that that's exactly what gaming is, but it's not.
They'll listen to this and be like, who the fuck are these people?
They're too old.
Too old. All right, that's me. Next one for you.
Spyro.
The
original Spyro.
He's on my list.
Love Spyro.
Me too.
So
I remember
cute.
Alternating between Spyro and Crash.
Crash. Yep. Yeah. Us too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's not really much more to say about Spyro. It was a whole bunch of fucking fun.
It was.
You know?
What was the evil man's name? Ripto? Something like that was like the – I remember it because I was watching like Rugrats was a really big thing
oh,
at the
it was
same
close
time.
To Reptar. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, all of these reptiles or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But they made a lot of Spyro games, same as
they
Crash
did.
Bandicoot, but
well,
all of them were
brought,
great.
They've brought Spyro back now as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I noticed that.
So I, you know, kind of really want it.
Yeah. Do you remember – it was, I don't know, it was like mid-2000s or something. They made a crossover game between Crash Bandicoot and Spyro. So the,
what?
The yes, so the evil, the baddies switched.
Oh,
so Spyro,
so Spyro had to with the
Cortex. And Crash had to verse
the
Reptar. Okay.
Reptar.
I'm
That's
thinking
his
it's
name
Ripto.
Now.
I think it's Ripto. But, yeah, so I remember that. And I don't know that it got as much hype as it should have, but I did play it.
Wow.
Mm, fun fact. Anyway.
Oh.
Okay, my turn again.
Yeah.
I was going to say Pokemon, but I feel like that's still going and everyone loves Pokemon.
Yeah.
Did you love Pokemon, playing Pokemon?
Well, yeah, I did, like on the Game Boy and stuff. Yeah.
The old, I can never remember what colors came first, but I think it was red and green, possibly.
Yeah, and then yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow was when it like really
took off. I remember having them all. I don't have any of the newer, like what are they, gold and...
Oh, and the sun and moon.
Sapphire, all that
yeah.
bullshit.
Yeah.
You just stick to the normal colors, thanks. But
primary
yeah.
colors only, please. Thank you.
Thanks, Pokemon. But yeah, just it's one of those games that was really cool because you then saw it become like an animated thing.
Exactly.
So you were like, oh, I remember that level in that game where you had to do the cheat and get the Pikachu or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really sad that it's nostalgic. Sad is not a word to use about nostalgia. But
yes,
when you remember that kind of stuff now, when you see like the younger kids playing Pokemon, but it's Pokemon whatever, Sun, Moon, Stars.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I've got this Pokemon that I don't know the name of. And I had to do this cheat to get it. I'm like, that used to be Pikachu and it used to be 1,000 times cooler.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway.
I agree.
Cool. Pokemon.
Mortal Kombat.
Oh, Mortal Kombat.
Mate, that I probably shouldn't have been allowed to play that.
No.
But I did.
Me too.
And I did it with the permission of my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And again, me and my girl cousins.
We're sensing a theme.
We would sit there and we would just fucking have at it.
Yeah.
It got brutal.
Oh, it was always a fight.
Yeah.
Like, it you got can't do brutal. That.
Yeah. Just let me hit you just once. Yeah. And then why won't you even let me? I just don't even know the buttons.
And they're trying to push you like, yeah.
Stop. And they put their hand over your controller and then you punch them in the face. What?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but it didn't matter if they put their hand over the controller because really all you were doing was just mashing them all
at once and you're like, yeah, I'm getting you.
And then your character would do an awesome combo and you'd be like, I meant to do that.
Yeah, that was by design.
Yeah. And my sister used to shit me off all the time because she would pick the biggest like scary, I think it was the one with like the 8 arms.
Goro.
Yeah, that's him. She used to pick him all the time. And I was like, stop picking Goro. Like, let's fight like the katana. Let's be cool and like fight katana. She's like, Goro. And I'm like, you're fucked, mate. Like,
I used to always pick Sindel.
Yes.
And I had my one move where she would pick you up with her hair and throw you. And it used to shit my sister so bad. She would be like, just stop with the hair already. I'm like, no, it's effective.
Yeah.
It works for me.
It was super effective.
It was super effective. I still say that.
Me too.
To this
obviously.
Day.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, Mortal Kombat. In the same vein to that then on my list, did you ever play Tekken?
I didn't play Tekken.
So I did not play all of the Tekkens. Tekken 2 was the only one that I played and to this day the only one I will play.
Yeah.
I found it. I don't know where we were. We were on a holiday somewhere and they had it at a what's the place you go to play all the games? Arcade. And they had it at an arcade as one of the, you know, the proper joysticks.
Yeah, the proper joysticks. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was brilliant. But yeah, Tekken 2 was one I used to play with my dad.
Aww.
So he used to condone, because he had 4 daughters, he was like, right, you shall all learn how to play Tekken 2 so I can play.
Yes.
And that was because he worked at that point in time, 6 months on, 6 months off.
All right.
So he'd be home for 6 months and he'd just fucking clock out this game. So
amazing.
Then all of his little minions, us, were being like, yeah, angel, devil, like kicking butt. But yeah, Tekken 2, very similar to Mortal Kombat.
Nice. Mm.
What else have we got on here?
I got Mario Party.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you remember when it first came out on Nintendo 64.
No.
So do you remember what the joystick was like on Nintendo 64?
Yeah,
the
it was controller. Really dumb.
It was really dumb you had to play these games on the mini games in Mario Party. Quite often you had to spin the joystick as quickly as you could. And I would come out of it with like massive calluses and bruises on my palm from spinning it so fast and so hard.
Oh, spin that joystick.
Yeah, play with that joystick.
Oh,
but it was so much fun and I'm like the queen of Mario Party.
Yeah.
In my family, in my household, yeah.
Queen. We need to get trophies made for us.
Yeah. And now, so we've got it on the Switch now.
Okay.
And the kids just can't figure it out just yet.
Right.
They're, you know.
Learning.
So we're convincing them that it's like, oh, it's a mummy-daddy game and you can be on mummy's team or you can be on daddy's team and mummy and daddy will play, but you will be winners.
Yeah, because you're associated.
Yeah.
That's very smart parenting.
Thank you. I'm innovative. Parents take note.
Yes. All right. What else did I have on here? Did you ever play the Buffy the Vampire Slayer game?
No, I didn't know there was one.
Yeah, so there was a game. It wasn't great, but they had there's one level that you could essentially just be Buffy or any of the troop, right?
Yeah.
And the vampires would just come out and you would use like different combos to like try and fight Amazing. All these vampires.
Yeah.
Yes, that was another one that we used to do. It was very, it's, well, I guess it's similar to the zombies.
Yeah,
of,
yeah.
Call of Duty.
Yeah.
But it was Buffy.
You just wait for them to come to you, yeah.
Yeah. And we used to play that all the time. It was really good.
Yeah, cool.
Nostalgia. Mm. I'm feeling a lot of nostalgia right now. Yeah, like, me I wish too. I could like, play I really all these just, games.
Yeah. My grandparents, you know, with that console that they have had, whatever it was called, they kept it when we lived in Sydney, and when they lived in Sydney as well, they kept it basically in an attic. So
like Jumanji style?
Yeah. So we would like, it would be me and my cousins and we would trek all the way up to the attic and we would spend pretty much all day, like the parents, it'd be like a big family barbecue. Mm. Everybody's downstairs outside having a great time. No worries about the kids. We know exactly where they are. They're in the attic playing on the console thing on the TV and we literally all day.
Yeah.
We would just play and take turns.
It sounds very similar. We used to have a two-story house.
Yeah.
And downstairs was my grandma's room.
Yeah.
But she couldn't hear a lot, right?
Right.
And then our big garage, which doubled as a bar out the back. And then there was like a little alcove, I guess.
Yeah.
We made my dad build us a Harry Potter cupboard under the stairs.
Cute.
Which we stored all of our toys and stuff and played in. And then in the corner of that alcove was just this old shit TV.
Yes.
With all of the consoles hooked up to it.
Yeah.
Man, it was a dream.
Yeah.
And we used to sit down there all day.
Because you had your own space.
Yep.
And you just be free to do what you want to do.
And the parents are free. Like, I look back on it now and I'm like, yeah, well, that's why they made it, because they could have their own space upstairs.
They could have their time. And there wasn't that concern. Like, there is these days, oh, screen time. Can't give him too much screen time. Yeah, I grew up with screen time.
Exactly. And I'm fine.
We say without glasses.
Yeah, true. We're both very blind.
Yeah.
I mean, then you can have laser eye surgery at some point.
But we're both, sense. You know, fairly intelligent, well-rounded women.
Yes, we are. So there you go.
And gorgeous as fuck.
Exactly. So if you, there you go. That's the moral. If you let your kids play video games, they'll be gorgeous as fuck.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Have you got any others on your list or honourable mentions?
I mean, honourable mentions goes to all the Mario stuff. Mm-hmm. And Kingdom Hearts too.
Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, my God. I forgot all about that.
Yeah. I mean, there are more that have popped into my head and that I don't even remember the names of them, but there were various fighting ones. There was one where you could turn into a bunny.
What?
Yeah.
Turn into a bunny?
You like each of your characters turns into some sort of an animal.
Oh.
Oh, and then there was like Turok where you had to get the dinosaurs and stuff. It was great. I liked Turok.
Yeah.
There was one on the computer called Creature Shock.
Creature Shock.
Oh, mate, that was great.
Really? What was it about?
It was aliens, shooting aliens.
Shooting aliens.
Shooting aliens.
Killing stuff.
Killing stuff.
That's great. The only other one I really had on here, talking about killing stuff, I made this list and I'm like now even going back through it like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Time Crisis. It was another
killing
game.
Time Crisis. Killing stuff.
That was great. And Sonic.
Sonic.
I didn't play Sonic a lot, but no, I remember it being very fun when I did.
Yeah.
So I don't actually know a lot about it, that was more, I think, so I had a lot of boy cousins and they had Sonic.
Yeah. See, we were basically all girls.
Mm.
You know, it wasn't until I was at least, I was like 10, you know, when my brother came along. So, you know, I did have one male cousin kind of in between that, but everything was girl oriented. So Sonic just wasn't on the radar for us, even though we played Contra in Mortal Kombat and stuff. But Sonic just wasn't a thing that we played all that often. But whenever I did play it, if I played it, it was fun.
Yeah. Do you know what I love now also is when I see, you know, the kids' rooms you have at like pubs or not pubs, but you know, like the sports places, like Brothers, for example, here it's called. They have the kids' room where parents can send their kids while they're eating dinner and all that kind of stuff and they can play.
Yeah.
They've always got like 1,000 TVs set up with these old school video games on them. And I myself would love to just walk in there and sit down and be like, I'm going to play Crash Bandicoot today, Jessica. Get off.
Yeah, like, get off, Jessica.
So, yeah, that's just something that sprung to my mind when you said that. I don't know why. Yeah.
Well, we got one at Red Beret just around the corner here. They've got a big... They've got a big kids area and they've got like all the consoles, all of that hooked up. And the best part about it, though, is that they've got surveillance in there.
Oh.
So you can sit outside the room and there's like a TV just above your table and it just scrolls through each feed in that play area. So you can just enjoy your dinner and you know the kids are safe. You just look up, oh, there he is. Okay, he's in the tunnel.
He's having a good time.
Yeah. Oh,
technology.
I know.
You got any others you want to mention?
No, because I can't remember what any of them are called now.
No.
Just funness.
Yeah. That's essentially what it is, isn't it? Mm. It was just fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Well.
That's it. Let us know what you guys have.
Yeah. Send what us a were your, message. Yeah. What were your favorite video games growing up?
Because we'd love to hear them. We probably remember them and have an aha moment.
Yes.
They're fun. Yeah.
I particularly want to hear from people who are like 30.
Hey, I'm nearly 30.
I'm over 30. I'm mid-30s.
Two perspectives.
There yeah, it's beautiful.
It is. It's great. That's why this works.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
That's it for this week. We'll be back with another episode next week. But in the meantime, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and help support the show.
That's right. And if you want to check out the other great shows on our network, head to ccradio.com.au.
And finally, make sure you join our fangirling fan group on Facebook.
That's it. As always, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Amy.
And we just fangirled.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.